I think what makes someone a good parent, what makes someone a good teacher, what makes someone a good supervisor, what makes one a good therapist, is the idea of process, that you allow people the freedom and the breathing space for them to make mistakes, to have massive ego attacks, and to grow. And that I think it's that sense which really I think is extremely helpful for someone who's in a position of authority, parent, supervisor, teacher, friend, therapist, that you have a sense of process. You know, if one, for example, were kind of trying to teach the young Beethoven how to compose a symphony and said to him when he composed his first symphony, you know, you would do much, much better than that, Ludwig. You know, that would have been a big mistake. Sure, he could have done better than that. He did when he did his ninth symphony. You know, but there are many years in between. You know, 20 years in between. And you allow people to grow, which means you allow people to make mistakes. You know, I'm sure when he was 50, if Beethoven looked back on his first symphony, he would do a lot of things different. You know. And I think it's that idea of understanding process that allows people to grow. You know, it's really very important as a therapist, as any therapist knows. That's why it takes time. You know, everybody these days, everything these days is quick and fast, and certain therapy you have managed care, so everything has to be done quickly, and, you know, time is money. And people are not allowed, are not given the opportunity or the freedom to kind of grow. Just like a flower has to grow very, very slowly. You start as a little seed, and then you become a plant, and then there's a bud, etc. Well, people like that because we're on a journey, and in principle, it's not necessary because in principle there is no journey. In principle, there is no principle. but within the illusion, there is all this fear. Fear made the world. Fear made the body. Fear gave us birth. Fear is what motivates us. Fear and guilt and separation. And it takes time, and it takes a lot of hard work, and very often that hard work has to be under the gentle guidance of someone who kind of leads you along. And if you don't understand process, either in yourself as an experience or as a concept, then you're going to do a real disservice to other people, not to mention yourself. And if you're involved with this course, you're going to do a real disservice to this course, both as its student and as a would-be teacher of it. You have to allow people the freedom and the opportunity of making mistakes, because, as we talked about other times here, that's what Jesus uses. He uses our mistakes as a way of leading us beyond all the mistakes, that our mistakes are the classroom. And he needs a classroom in which he's going to teach. And it's also very, very important, because if you don't understand process, you're going to end up, without realizing you're doing it, you're going to end up making the illusion real, because you're going to say, all this is an illusion, and let's get out of it. Well, if it's an illusion, why do you want to get out of it? If you really know this is meaningless and an illusion, then what's the problem being here? The problem is you take being here seriously. It's not the being here that's the problem. The problem is not the ego. The problem is not the mistakes our egos make. The problem is our taking the ego seriously. And if you want to get out of the ego, then you're making it real and you'll never get out of the ego. What the idea of process allows is for you to grow so that the ego just can naturally fall off and fall away. You don't have to use a hammer and chisel. It'll just naturally fall away because you've withdrawn your belief in it. You've withdrawn the importance that you've given it.